If you're going to solve mysteries every week, you might as well do it from paradise, right? Hey gang, it's episode 280 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Rollins, and this week, we've got Magnum P.I. Trivia. The 1980s classic mystery series was quite a hit. In fact, my mom never missed an episode. I think that may have had more to do with the star than the plot lines. Whatever the reasons, it was a highly rated series for many years, and the style of the series was quintessentially 80s. As always, the show is three rounds of 10 questions each. If you need more information about the show, including how to become a sponsor and listen ad-free, visit dorkygeekynerdy.com. Time to hit the beach. I mean the trivia. The Dorky Round. Number 1. Who played the title character? Tom Selleck. Number 2. Jonathan Hillerman plays what estate caretaker? Jonathan Higgins. Number 3. Higgins works for what secretive wealthy celebrity? Robin Masters. Number 4. Who runs Island Hoppers? T.C. Calvin. Number 5. In which U.S. state does the show take place? Hawaii. Number 6. What does the P.I. stand for in the title? Private Investigator. Number 7. Larry Minetti played what club owner? Rick Wright. Number 8. Magnum was a veteran of which conflict? The Vietnam War. Number 9. Jessica Fletcher from what other mystery series made an appearance in the Magnum P.I. episode, Novel Connection? Murder, She Wrote. Number 10. What Rat Pack singer and actor made a guest appearance on the show as retired New York cop Michael Doheny? Frank Sinatra. It was one of his last film roles. The Geeky Round. Number 1. What make of car is the Robin 1 that Magnum drives? It's a Ferrari. Specifically, it's a Ferrari 308 GTS. Number 2. What is Magnum's first name? Thomas. Number 3. Which Hawaiian island is home to Magnum? Oahu. Number 4. What is the name of the estate where Magnum and Higgins live? robin's nest. Number 5. Island Hoppers is a service that provides what? Helicopter tours. Number 6. Rick runs what bar named for Hawaiian royalty? The King Kamehameha Club. Number 7. Due to his commitment to the show, Selleck had to pass on what 1980 action-adventure blockbuster? Raiders of the Lost Ark. He was supposed to play Indiana Jones. Number 8. Speaking of Indy, what 1990s Disney cartoon featured a character dressed as Indiana Jones and another dressed as Magnum? Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers. Number 9. Higgins had two dogs, Zeus and Apollo. What breed of dog were they? Doberman Pinschers. Number 10. Magnum served in which branch of the U.S. military? The Navy. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. What network initially aired Magnum P.I.? CBS. Number 2. What was Robin Masters' occupation? He was a novelist. Number 3. What pair is credited with creating Magnum P.I.? Donald P. Belisario and Glenn A. Larson. Number 4. Magnum often wears hats with what baseball team logo? The Detroit Tigers. Number 5. How many seasons did the show have? 8. Number 6. In what year did the show premiere? 11th, 1980. Number 7. Now a meme joke, Magnum deduced that someone was a fake because what occupation does not work on Sundays? Nuns. Number 8. CBS set the show in Hawaii because it did not want to shut down its production studio there. What show were they making in Hawaii before Magnum? Hawaii 5-0. Number 9. Who voiced Robin Masters early in the series? Orson Welles. Number 10, what was Magnum's beer of choice? Old Dusseldorf. And that's it for Magnum PI Trivia. How'd you do this week? Let me know on Facebook or Spotify. I'm always curious to hear how well you scored. We'll have a fresh set of trivia questions next week for a personal favorite of mine. Here's a hint. What 1980s sitcom was inspired by the real-life insanity in New York's evening legal system? We'll be covering the original series, not the currently running reboot. I guess that's a second clue. See you back here next Wednesday. This was episode 280 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. If you're into audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. This show was released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License. Thanks for listening.